Audio file lesson 10. Eliza and Rebecca. The message. God will guide those who trust him and pray for his guidance. The Bible text. Genesis 24. The story. Abraham was very old. The Lord blessed him in all things. Abraham called his eldest servant Eliza into his tent and said to him, "Go and find a wife for my son Isaac. Do not look for her in our country. Go to the country where I am from and find a wife there." Eliza replied to Abraham, "If the woman will not follow me back to this land, should I take Isaac to her home to meet her?" Abraham answered Eliza, "Isaac should stay here. God will go with you. He will send his angels to go before you and prepare the way for you." Eliza took 10 camels and traveled to the land of Mesopotamia. Just outside the city, there was a well. Many women and maidens were coming to the well to draw water. He looked up into the night sky and prayed, "Lord God, give me success today. The young woman whom I asked to give me a drink from her pitcher and who replies to me, 'Drink and I will give your camel something to drink also,' will be the one you have chosen for Isaac." Just when Eliza ended his prayer, a young maiden came to the well. She drew water and filled her pitcher. Before she started on her way back, Eliza approached her and asked, "Please give me a little water to drink from your pitcher." The young woman answered, "Please, drink." She held out the pitcher to Eliza. He drank until his thirst was satisfied. She then said, "I will give your camel something to drink as well." She drew lots and lots of water for the camels to drink. Eliza thanked God for his guidance. He gave the young woman 2 beautiful bracelets and a golden ring. He learned that her name was Rebecca. She was the granddaughter of Nahor, Abraham's brother. Rebecca hurried home. She told her family of her experience and showed them the precious gifts. Laban, who was Rebecca's brother, hurried down to the well and brought Eliza home with him. Laban bowed before Eliza and said, "Come inside, blessed one of the Lord. Stay one night with us. I will give you and your servants something to eat and will also attend to your camels." Eliza told Rebecca's family how he found Rebecca. Then Laban spoke, "This must come from the Lord. Here is Rebecca. Take her and return with her to your master." The next morning, Eliza wanted to go back to his home. Rebecca's mother and brother asked him to stay a few more days. Eliza answered, "Do not keep me from going back, as the Lord has given his blessing to my journey. Let me return to my master." Finally, they asked Rebecca whether she wanted to leave so soon. She answered, "I will go at once." Her family blessed Rebecca. Soon, Eliza and Rebecca were on their way to meet Abraham and Isaac. Isaac was in the field where he often played when he saw the camels approaching from afar. Rebecca saw the man. Eliza said, "It is my master." Rebecca quickly slipped from the camel, took her veil and covered herself. Isaac then took her into the tent that belonged to his mother, Sarah. Rebecca became Isaac's wife. Suggestions for the teacher. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she/he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like water and vessels. Lesson instructions. Discuss with the children. How does Eliza fulfill his task? Possible answers given may be, he asks God for a sign. He finds the wife for Isaac. How does Rebecca react? Possible answers may be, she allows nothing to stop her. What could have stopped her from leaving home? Possible answers given may be, parents, brother, relatives, surroundings, animals, or house. Have the children repeat. Eliza prayed to God to help him find the right wife for Isaac. We can ask God for his help to make good decisions in our lives. Real life application. Please explain the following. God will guide us if we ask and believe as Eliza did. And we prepare ourselves here on earth to move to heaven one day. How can we do this? Possible answers are, like Eliza, we do not want to allow anything to hinder us on our way to our goal. What could hinder us? Possible answers are, earthly priorities only. And finally, repeat the message. God will guide those who trust him and pray for his guidance.